You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we would be thrilled if you chose to worship with us. One of the things that we heard a few weeks ago in our Redemptive Compassion group was that whenever there's a group of people, that one of the things that is very, very important is that people know that the place that they are is a safe place. And I had read years ago that one of the primary needs that a woman has is the need to feel safe. And one of the needs that children have is to feel safe. And a lot of that has been compromised with the dynamics that have been going on socially here in America over the past several generations. But at Merritt Assembly of God, we want to provide for you a place that is safe physically, but also safe spiritually. I preach from the Bible. I'm not preaching the latest bestseller, from the New York Times or any other list. I'm preaching the Word of God. And right now we are preaching about the dynamics of the kingdom. We're preaching about the dunamis of God, the power of God. And so we want you to know that it is, even though we're a smaller congregation, that we're not going to be deviating from the Word of God. We don't care what external pressures are applied. We're more driven by the internal pressures to teach the Word of God. And so if you are looking for a place where you can grow into the person that God wants you to be and thrive in your serving the King, we would be honored to worship alongside of you in on a regular basis. And so if you'd like to come and check us out, we assure you that the roof will not fall in on your head. The building, all the walls are pretty fortified. They've been standing there for a long, long time, and it would be our honor and pleasure to meet you and worship the King alongside of you. Today I want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air. Wyrick Air have been around for a long time. You don't stay around a long time if you are not doing things the right way. And so they have been dealing with air conditioning systems, heating systems, and electrical issues for over 40 years. They do so in a professional manner. They provide sales. If you need new equipment, they service old equipment, and they repair things that can be repaired. They work in residential and commercial, light commercial settings, such as Merritt Assembly of God, even provide emergency service when necessary. You're coming up on the summer season heat very quickly. You'll want to make sure that the people who are taking care of your air conditioner know what they're doing so your air conditioner can take care of you. They strive to provide you with the best service possible and an affordable price. 321-632-9538 is their phone number. If you want to write that down, that way when you need it, you'll know where to find it. 321-632-9538. That's Wyrick Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H, Air. They service all of Brevard County. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. Their license numbers are RA0066854 and EC1300-2439. And make sure you stay cool this summer. So today we are going to go into the book of Psalms. We're going to be in Psalm 25. This is a psalm of David. We're going to see in several passages here things that God wants to teach us. So let me read this. I'm going to read verses 1. I will probably read down to verse number 12, and that's where we will stop. It says, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. So we're going to look at several aspects here, and there's a great deal of information here on the type of people that God teaches and what he teaches. So we've talked about knowing the Word of God, knowing the law of God, knowing the good knowledge of God. Here in chapter 25, David writes in verse number 4, show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. When we were first transferred to Florida by the shoe company that I worked for, we ended up living in Palm Bay. We didn't know anything at all about the area. When they said they wanted to bring me to Melbourne, I thought the only Melbourne I knew of was Melbourne, Australia. That is what you want to transfer me to Australia? No, Melbourne, Florida. It's like, oh, okay. So we get here, we know nothing about the area at all. And they said, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to find a place to live. And so every move we've ever made, even into the house that we currently live in, everything has always been rush, 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 rush. Throw it in the truck, get it out of the truck, return the truck, unpack the stuff if you ever get around to unpacking the stuff, and make sure that you get back to work. So we didn't know anything at all about the Melbourne Palm Bay area. It was Palm Bay was a very large area, you know, northeast, northwest, southwest, southeast, all that sort of stuff. And so as we began to travel around and visit people in the church that we were attending and serving in at that point in time, we would be traveling down a road and we'd find out that we would run right back into the same road again. And I found in other communities in Florida later, I discovered that they were built by the same, you know, they were pretty much built by the same company that had a major impact on Palm Bay. That their road systems there looked an awful lot like the road systems in Palm Bay. And so I was used to a grid pattern, where my wife grew up, where I grew up, two different places, but everything went north, south, east, and west. We come to Florida and the roads went every which direction, but straight. and so I was trying to figure out how the roads ended up, and I came up with this humorous illustration that one day there was a dog and it was chasing a rabbit, and the rabbit, you know, made a path through the brambles and the brush and all of that, and after that chase had happened a number of times, that a guy come by on horseback, and he saw that there was a clearing there, and so, and then they decided that where the horse had gone, they had built a path for the wagons, and so they'd make it a little bit wider, and they just continued on until they had the roads. Now, if you live from Palm Bay, I'm sure there's a better explanation than that, but it just gave me a humorous approach to not being able to figure out how to navigate the roadways of Palm Bay. I didn't know the paths, and so thank God for GPS. So now you can get anywhere and not get lost without too much frequency. Anyway, have you ever asked yourself, what path does God take? What's His journey look like? I guarantee you it looks a lot straighter. It's a lot narrower than the path that leads to destruction. But the path that leads to life is the path that Jesus takes, and that's the path that I want to take. And so David, who has been brought from obscurity in his father's household, brought from tending sheep to where now he is sitting upon the throne, he said, God, I would really like to know the paths that you journey on, because I want to travel the same roads that you do. So he said, show me your ways and teach me your path. So my sister visited us. She did a surprise visit. Her husband had to come to Florida for a business trip. And when he did, she decided to fly in a few days early, spend some time with us, and then she was able to work remotely from the hotel and all of that sort of stuff. So she came in and spent some time with us. Now, she knows all of my mother's recipes. My mother taught her how to cook. And so while she was here, she made some of the dishes that my mother made, because even though my wife is a great cook and I has been a large contributor to the reason that I no longer fit into the size 29 pants, there are certain dishes that she never learned to do like my mother. And so my sister came in because she had been taught by my mother. She'd been taught the path, taught me, what ingredients, what processes, and all of that. And my taste buds were very, very happy. Verse number 5, David continues, lead me in your truth and teach me. So the second thing that I wanted to share with you here from this is that God not only teaches us, but He leads us in truth. He leads us in teaching. The teacher needs to know where the lesson is going. So when I come in here, I already know where we're going because of the things that God has shown me in the Word of God. And so there are several things that are in this passage that have to do with God being the teacher and us being the student. So we need to be good followers, allowing God to lead us because he is a phenomenal leader. A lot of people are lousy followers. So a few months ago, I was having a conversation with one of my children, and we were having a discussion, and she said something along this line, "Yeah, Dad, let us take care of this. You're not very good at this." And I said, "Well, you know, that's kind of a left-handed compliment there, because I don't have to be the leader. Because what I've done is I've raised an entire family of leaders. All of my children are leaders. And so there's a great deal of comfort knowing at times that you don't have to be the one that's making all of the decisions and designing the strategy and all that. I'm more at this, and at the particular point in discussion was a moving escapade where everybody wanted to lead and nobody wanted to follow. And I was like, okay, y'all tell me whenever you've got to a stage where you're comfortable and I'm out of here. And when I mentioned that, that all three of the children are leaders, she's like, "Oh, wow, you're right." Now, I'm not saying that I'm the only cause that they're leaders, because I'm not. God has done a great deal of work in their lives, and there's been some contributors from other sources. But I trained them to follow God, but I also trained them to lead other people, and do so in a manner that would get them to the desired destination. God wants to lead us in his truth, and he wants to teach us. And he goes on and he says, down in verse number 8, "Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way." So when we enroll in God's school of the Holy Spirit, if you will, we need to realize that he is going to teach us not just the things that he knows, but that he's going to teach us out of his character, that he is going to teach us because he is good. He's going to teach us because he's upright. He's righteous. And that when I read, "Therefore he teaches sinners in the way," the way that I look at that is God is not looking to kick us out of the class because we're sinners. He's looking to get us into the class because we're sinners, so that we can walk the paths of righteousness for his name's sake instead of walking the paths of destruction and correction. So I need to adopt the mindset that God is much more qualified to teach this class than I am. You know, I don't know how teachers in the public school system today do it, because there's been such a shift in the dynamic of the classroom to where teachers are disrespected. I mean, I remember when we were growing up, sometimes substitutes were not the most respected people, but they're having a hard time getting teachers because the dynamic is so different. And sometimes the teachers have earned that reputation when they're teaching things that they're not supposed to be teaching or shouldn't be teaching. But sometimes there's just an unwillingness to learn. And God is looking for people who will say, "You know what, God, I messed up. Would you teach me how not to do that again. So I had a test that I failed once, and then I failed the test a second time. And when I did that, my mother made a phone call. My mother made a phone call to a relative of hers and said, "We don't know why he is failing in this. Would you help to find out?" And so that person made a phone call, and they found out the thing that I was doing wrong. So the teacher had not explained to me the thing that I was doing wrong. And so when that relative came back and said, "This is what they are doing incorrectly," I made a major correction. I not only started doing it, I started overdoing it. I mean, I exaggerated the motion. And so I eventually got through that, passed it, and it was because somebody taught me something I hadn't been taught at that point in time. Now, I can also tell you this. There was one test that I took for a job, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You didn't get to take the test ever again. It was a one-and-done situation, and, several relatives passed it. I didn't. I'm okay with that. That wasn't my calling in life. It would have helped the finances a little bit, but I was okay. The other thing that we need is, it says here, the humble he guides in justice, and the humble teaches his way. And so if you're going to be in God's class where God teaches you, you need to be humble as well as being able to be guided. So it drops down here to verse number 12. And it says, "Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses," capital H-E, chooses. So God is looking for people who are in awe of him, who hold him with a reverential awe. And I would encourage you to have the utmost respect for the one who died for your sins to be forgiven. Realize that God is not holding out on you. It's one of the oldest lies the enemy ever told. Realize that God is good and upright, and he is a very, very good teacher. And if you are a teacher, I will tell you this. As excellent a teacher as Jesus is, people still rejected his teaching. So if you are teaching and people don't get it, keep after it. Keep trying. Keep exploring new techniques and things like that, because our job is not just to convey information. Our responsibility is to make sure that people understand the information so that they can implement the information. And so it says that the person that is in awe of God, that person will be the one that God teaches in the way that God chooses. I've got, three grown children. My firstborn is not a great book learner. Doesn't mean he's not intelligent, because he is. But he doesn't necessarily like to read. But I tell you what, if you give him hands-on, if you give him a tutorial, if he watches a podcast or a lecture or a webinar or something like that, he's going to understand. So when teaching that child, I have to teach in one way. There's others of my children that they do okay with book learning. Love to read. Love it. Love it. Boxes and boxes of books, because they love to read. I've got people in my church that love to read instruction manuals. I like to be hands-on. I love to read the Bible. I like to read things that are going to help me. God chooses, and I will not only say that he chooses the technique, but he chooses the destination for us. He's going to choose the path for us. So many people spend so much effort kicking and fighting against the path that God has chosen for them instead of embracing the path. And when you embrace the path that God chooses, you will never find yourself in a better place than right in the center of God's will. Right in the center of God's will. That's where I want to be. That's where you need to be. And all along that journey, you see, I was of the mindset when I graduated high school, even though I knew I was going to college, it's like, hey, no more homework, no more class, no more learning. It was a very naive approach. I found that when I got to college, let me go back earlier. The transition between third and fourth grade was a very different dynamic because third and fourth grade for us, we switched from studying concrete aspects to abstract concepts. And then when you go from grade school to middle school or junior high, then from junior high to high school, all of those are different teaching environments and techniques and all that. College was the same way. Well, in the spirit realm, you need to understand this. School is not in session for 9 months. It's not broken down into a fall semester and a spring semester. There's not a summer break. When God is your God, every day is an opportunity for him to teach you. Well, what does he want to teach you? He wants to teach you his path. He wants to teach you in truth. He wants to teach you by leading you. He wants to teach you out of his character. He wants to teach you because you're humble. He wants to teach you because you have an awe of him. And you have said, God, you're in charge of this class. Wherever you take it, that's where we're going to go. And at the end of that journey, I'm going to be a lot better off as a result of it. So those are the things that I have to teach you today. I pray that you will go throughout this Tuesday and you will put them into practice and become more like Jesus each and every day. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right
here
on
Refresh. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Waylon Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Waylon specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Waylon Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylonduff.kw.com. Waylon Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.